We would like to welcome you back to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. I am Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I am Darren Howlett. Thank you for joining us on our ongoing culinary exploration of the food culture of the Comox Valley and Vancouver Island.
We are here to interview the people that make our food, showcase their talent, skill, and passion.
Our goal is to talk to as many farmers, chefs, and food producers to tell their story.
And have a little fun. And hello, Darren. We're back in studio again.
Yeah.
It's been a couple weeks, but we're able to get back in here and do a little chatting once again.
I know. It feels like it's been a little too long. Life kind of got in the way for both of us. I'm sure we'll go into that in a few minutes, but it's been a couple of weeks. But here we are, and with Chris.
Hello.
Right, Chris. The tamale guy.
Tamale guy.
But we're not really going to be talking about tamales today, are we?
We could. We're talking about communal wheat.
Right, brand new project of yours that you've brought to us to talk about. So what can you tell us right off the bat, like the overall picture, the general picture of it?
Sure. Well, communal wheat is, just like the name says, it's about community. It's the best of everything that we have here in the Valley. What makes it so great to live here in the Valley? My own focus on food, and you guys can appreciate that. And
absolutely.
Also, as well as things to do outside, things to do in the Valley in general.
Great.
Know, yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, so we've got food covered. I saw that you've got a couple of, you're going to have some regular features. So food is going to be one of the regular features. You've got writers doing other regular features like...
Right, so food's a big part of it, and then also we also have the play outside, which is the gentleman named Mark Hayes, who's a longtime biker here in the Valley, is going to do a little trail entry every month in the paper version, and then but there'll be more regular updates on the communalbeat.com when it comes available, and one of my interests as well is food security, so there'll be. Lots of stories about farming in the Valley, about the farmer's market, and food security in the Valley, and that kind of
thing. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So there's going to be two parts to this. Is that correct? One's going to be like a magazine or... correct. And then you're going to do a website, too.
Yeah, the website. The website's communalbeat.com. It's going to have great features, great photography. I've got photographers on call as well.
Right.
We're going to do some beautiful picture essays and
nice.
One component in the paper issue and on the that is also tied into the website is the communal beat the what's on section. So we have a great calendar of events.
Right.
And so it's going to on the paper version. It's going to show it's a single look version, and it's very easy to follow, and it unfolds into a beautiful 24 inch by 18 inch calendar that you can pin up on your wall or on your fridge.
Nice. And that'll be like just music events, or does that include like food events, or just like
everything that's going on in the Valley? It could be anything from a cultural event to a music event to even if a restaurant has something special that they're going to be featuring, we'd be happy to put it up there, especially on the digital format on the online.
Wow. So it's going to be like a go-to of what to do in the Valley.
Totally go-to. Yeah, this is going to be the best place in the Valley to find out about what's going on.
Oh, that's great.
Especially on the digital format on the website. Each event will be a link to a small window that'll pop open. And in that window, there'll be a little write-up about what's on.
Right.
There'll be pictures. There'll be a little Google Map, so you're going to be able to find the venue.
Perfect.
And times and all the information you'll need to find the event.
Good. Oh, that's fantastic.
Because that's always my problem, because I'm always the guy who's like, oh, I missed that.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I,
yeah.
The same way, right?
I
wish I had a caught,
Or yeah, even sometimes some people just say, they'll say something at work, an event that somebody's going to, or a customer says something they're going to. And I never think to look it up, or if I do, it's always too laborious to look it up, then find out where it's going to be and how to get there and whatever. But it seems like, I can just look there and it'll tell me what's going on.
Well, yeah, and it'll be portable, so it'll go across all different platforms, your iPad, your smartphone,
whatever. Oh, that's
fantastic. So it's just going to be a nice little feature to you to go to. It's going to be your go-to place for what's happening here in the Valley. So
That sounds great.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, that really does sort of sum up the Valley, too. I mean, you've got your outdoor adventure, you've got your food, you've got then all the great entertainment, which are three of the hallmarks of what the Valley's known for.
Well, and you know, Nick, tomorrow I'm going to meet with the people over at the Sid Williams Theater.
Right.
And so we're going to, you know, I'm going to hopefully work closely with them to make sure that they're really well represented as well.
Oh, wow.
So
fantastic.
So good fun, good, yeah. You know, if you want to know what's going on, that's where to go.
Great. So sure. When do you launch?
So the first edition, the paper edition, is coming out it'll be delivered June 2nd, which is the first Monday in June.
Great.
And it's going to go to 70 different locations throughout the Comox Valley. So everywhere from Black Creek down to, you know, Fannie Bay,
right,
and right through the Comox through to, you know, Courtney and Cumberland. So
wow, fantastic. So yeah. How much is this going to be?
This is free.
Amazing.
This is
amazing. Sold, I'll buy two.
He said that's good. But yeah, that's right. This is a free magazine. You'll be able to pick it up. It's going to be advertising driven. So,
wow, 70 locations free. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I really think it's pretty good. You know, there's a lot of things that we want to know about in this valley, and there's a big window available for this kind of a.
Just to give us a bit of an idea, do you have some ideas of what you're going to be digging into in the future, just so we know? As like how it's going to move towards, and
well, definitely the upcoming Comox Valley Shellfish and Fish Seafood Festival.
Yeah.
is a big event, and so I'm really going to be looking into that and
great.
Making sure that various restaurants on the valley are well represented and well featured, so that you know people here can know what that they'll be on offer during that. That's a big event here for this valley. So that's coming up. I think I've got the dates here.
Yeah.
Do you remember the dates, John?
I should know these off the top of my head. I want to say it's June 11th or 12th.
I think you're right.
To
I
the
think
19th.
I think that's 20th. Right. 22nd, even June 11th, something like that.
Yes, along those lines. So.
Yeah, but you can out. Just check the website.
Yeah, you can go to communalmeet.com and go to the calendar of events, and we'll have it right there.
That's the way to go.
Saved again there, Dan. Yeah, right. So that's really a lot of fun. So I'll be speaking with a lot of farmers as well.
Oh, yeah, good.
So, you know, farming is such an important part of this valley.
Oh, it is. It's huge, and it's amazing. It's such a network of people that you
it's
don't get to
for
meet.
The show, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's to really shed light on those farmers, those great farmers out there.
Right. Well, I think we have the best farmer's market on the island. I mean, I've been to, I think, every farmer's market up and down the island. And
right.
You know, I mean, for a small town out of the way, it's pretty spectacular.
It is.
I think there's over 100 members in the farmers market, and on any good Saturday down there at the fairgrounds, there you're going to have 60, 70 people with their great stuff.
Yeah, with their wares for
with
sure.
Their wares, yeah.
Including yourself.
Well, not anymore. No,
no?
I'm a retired Tamale guy. Actually,
Well, that's a little disappointing.
I know. But one thing I do have on my first paper edition will be a recipe for chocolate tamales.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, with walnuts and chocolate chunks in there. It's pretty good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, imagine that with a nice little, you know. This fresh strawberry compote. Or
nice.
Sold.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did this all come to be? Where did it all start?
Well, I feel like such a part of this community. I've been here about 10 years now. And everything from my involvement at the farmer's market and then with my owning my restaurant and working for the hotel here in town, I really feel that I've come to know this community, parts of this community, really well.
Right.
But there's so many cool things to talk about in this community and to see. And, and also from a business perspective, when I was running my restaurant, I was really looking for a value-added advertising opportunities. And to be honest, there wasn't a lot available.
Right.
So that's how I've structured my business from my experience with food here in the valley. And from,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great.
So, you know, so that's a big part of it. And then really to help build in my own small way to help build community.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's important, and I want to really support the people who have supported me. And,
absolutely. You're talking to the, we're preaching to the converted here. We're the exact same way. Like, that's exactly what we want. That's fantastic. That's why I think we loved your idea right away. We're like, hey, somebody else out there trying to promote local food and local scene and local everything, and when there's so much here that needs to have that light shone on it, you know?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah,
that's really,
great.
Really good. And, you know, we know it and love it. But sometimes I feel that I live in a bit of a bubble.
Right.
And it's good to reach out, try to reach outside of that bubble to bring people in who, mm-hmm. who may not be aware of all the abundance here. And so because the beat will be available just everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, hairdressers and coffee bars and restaurants and bars and pubs and wherever people will congregate. And, you know, tourists from out of town or what have
That's
you.
That's fantastic.
So those people will be able to see some of these things that they may not otherwise know about. So
right.
Mm. Getting the word out, right? Spread the word, right?
Yeah. That's great. What it's about,
the heartbeat, right? Spread the love, right?
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I can't say just how much I support this and how much I wish you success. I think this is going to be great.
Well, thanks, Aaron. That's really, it means a lot to me, you know, and to be honest, I've been out talking to various businesses in the Valley this last couple of weeks, and it's the support and the people getting behind this have been really, really, it's been really, encouraging for me. And,
right.
I really feel like...
Well, I mean, obviously we're doing radio the broadcast right now, so nobody else can see this, but you brought in some mock-ups, and that's what really sells it. I mean, visually, it's striking. It draws you right in right away. It's just beautiful to look at. You got some great shots of food, some great shots of the valley. It's striking. Really, it's really good. I look for. We're gonna tell that people are over it. They're gonna read every little inch of it. You know.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it'll be when it's sitting there on the counter, it's just going to be something that'll stand out. And then when you open it, like you say, it's all full color. So it's visually appealing. And,
every
time, whenever I drive down that dike road, you know, going out to Comox, mm-hmm. I always pinch myself because I say, man, I live here, you know.
Yeah.
I look at that, you know, look at the glacier, the mountains across the estuary, and I think, man, this is amazing. So, I mean, you want to make sure that's expressed in the magazine. I want to make sure that's expressed in the magazine.
Right,
You know, and so when people are going to be riding their mountain bikes up here, you know, in the back country here, you know, we're going to have pictures of that. We're going to have pictures of the trails and them and their bicycles and their dogs and whatever else is going on. Hopefully their lunches, right?
Yeah, that's great.
That's a whole other thing right there is bike lunches, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
What to take with you?
That could be a whole blog, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. What to take with you when you're biking, that's right.
Well, I mean, I have to go from a personal experience, and that's just for myself today because I literally ran here from the marina. But I went out the last night and we sailed over to Sandy Island for the people that are from around here. Mm-hmm. And you're looking for it on a map and just anchored off and spent the day and ran around on the island. And I sometimes forget being in the kitchen all the time how beautiful this
area is. It's gorgeous, isn't it?
And how amazing it is. Just
I used to work at a local restaurant years ago, and it was a financially sound restaurant. They had a big budget, and he decided one year to not have a big blowout staff party for us like he usually would. This is the owner. And instead, he took us all, boated us all over to Tree Island or Sandy Island. And it was fantastic. And for that very reason, he just said, we could go to another restaurant, have a big party, but sometimes you just got to step back and look at how amazing this place is. And we did. We camped there, and for two of our meals, we ate just strictly off the beach. Yeah. We just harvested sea asparagus and oysters, and we did all these different things. Some greens out in off one patch. It was fantastic, and it was one of those true moments of where it reminded me at that time. I was pretty young. I was in my early 20s, and I had realized I had been taking a lot of it for granted, and it's gorgeous. It's amazing. Yeah, I love Sandy Island or Tree Island or whatever you want. Sandy Beach.
Right. I love you're just talking about sea asparagus because I had the kids all picking sea asparagus this morning and chewing on it. It was great. They were loving it.
I know, it's amazing. I didn't know it was a thing until we got there. There's just it's sea asparagus everywhere, and it's so tasty.
Yeah,
it's great.
Oh yeah. And that's I think that touches on the bounty. You know, the bounty. I mean, there's. What do you want? It's here.
I know.
This time of year and going through the summer into the fall.
Oh, it's, absolutely.
It's all there.
I said, one of my friends from Facebook, it totally slipped my mind that this was the time to go do it. And he went out and just showed pictures. And he came back and he had a basket. I'm going to assume it was probably about 10, 12 pounds. He had been out all day, mind you, and he had some spots that he had but he had morels. He had like 12 pounds of morels. It's like, again, I forgot. Like, that's just there. It's out there in our backyard. It's right there for us. It's just gorgeous everywhere you look. This this area has got just wonderful things growing.
Well, and I hear that the fishing is going to be pretty good this year, too.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that, too.
A lot about the fishing. So, yeah. And that's another thing, too, just to talk on communal. We're going to communal beat. We're going to be talking to fishermen as well. We'll keep a real close eye on what's going to be running and what's going to be fresh in the restaurants and what's going to be happening that way, too, because... That's it.
Yeah. You got to pick those seasons. Like when it's halibut season, jump in there.
And absolutely.
Yeah.
We're just approaching sockeye season, right? So the first of the salmon are starting to come in right now.
Yeah.
So I've been using frozen fish for the longest time. And
I'm, 9 months.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
great.
I did notice, it was funny you say that because I did notice driving on the dike road, a fish head on the side of the road the other day. So there's a dozen eagles floating around. So they're, maybe this is the Vanguard.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's great. Yeah. Well, it's good to know that you're so dialed in and you're going to be providing, you're going to be giving that to everybody back. Just what's going on, what's happening, what's in season, what everything. That's great. And we'll definitely all be looking forward. And you said it was June.
Yeah, June 1st is the first issue. And just as a side note, let's not forget the wineries, right? The wineries are going to be
there. Oh, yeah.
Right? You know, so,
you're going to touch in with them, too?
I have some friends who own a winery and some other people through business who I've had connections with wineries. So, there's some changes going on in the valley. And I actually heard a very faint rumor. Now, nothing concrete yet, but that there was somebody looking to set up a microbrewery.
Yeah, I've heard about two.
Actually.
Yeah, two.
Well, there was one. I know. Maybe we're talking about one is the same, and I think that one's on the shelf. But there's. Well, we'll see.
We know about. I know about another restaurant that's opening up, and there's a few other rumors floating around.
All things we'll talk about in future episodes. something concrete to actually talk about.
We'll just start the rumor mill right now.
Yeah, let's get it going now.
Beer.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. This was very informative. I look forward to the launch. And so we're looking at early June. Is that when the website's going to launch as well?
Yeah, the first edition of the paper will be June 1st, as will the website launching June 1st at communalbeat.com.
Great.
So, you know, you want to know what's going on?
Communalbeat.com.
Right. Perfect. Okay, well, we'll be looking for it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate this.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
You've been listening to us at the Studio Live in Cumberland, BC. We graciously accept donations to help with the operating costs of the podcast or local ingredients to create new dishes in the Edible Valley Test Kitchen. Check out our website at ediblevalley.com.
And like us on Facebook and follow our Twitter feed at Edible Valley. Email us with your questions and comments at ediblevalley@gmail.com. We would love to hear your suggestions for guests or what you'd like to hear on our show. And don't hesitate to send John your cooking questions or pick our brains for local food information. Remember,
keep it local.